I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The effort to build a minor league baseball stadium in the city of Hartford continues, and there's an open question as to whether a stadium is consistent with the city's long-term planning. Lots of issues swirl around the debate of whether to build a new stadium just north of downtown Hartford. Here's one. Is it even permitted by the city's zoning?
A stadium use is not currently allowed in that B1 zone.
That's Sarah Bronin, a UConn law professor who is the chair of the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. The B1 zone includes most of downtown Hartford, and tonight the city is asking the commission to vote to allow a stadium throughout that zone.
We have to be prepared to say that a stadium could be located right on Bushnell Park, which is where the B1 zone extends, all the way to downtown north.
So a stadium's not yet consistent with zoning. And then there's another question. Is it in line with the city's big picture vision for itself?
So I think that will be the bulk of the discussion tonight is, to what extent is a stadium consistent with the plan of conservation and development?
That plan of conservation and development was adopted in 2010, and there's some debate over whether it allows for a stadium. In fact, the plan itself refers to another document, a 2009 redevelopment plan for the neighborhood, which calls for a, quote, mixed-use village where the stadium would be. That could include residential, small offices, small-scale retail, and small service businesses, but it doesn't call for a big stadium. The city argues that the stadium is in harmony with the plan of conservation and development for all kinds of reasons, including that it would help create a 24/7 downtown environment. But the city may also be looking for some wiggle room. In an email to WNPR, Development Director Tom Deller says that the commission's decisions should be, quote, guided and informed, though not mandated, by the plan. Here's how Bronin sees it.
So it would be very unusual for a zoning commission to contradict the plan for conservation and development.
Time is short. The city says its agreement with the developers mandates that the project will have commission approval by December 1st, and it would like a vote tonight. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.